Blog Talk Radio.
Relationship with money. Well, let's go on a journey together and discover this very question with our studio experts that are in studio today and explore this very question and get some real answers around our money mindset. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, master motivator, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? I'm feeling the vibrations. Well, you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject with our in-studio experts. And then we're going to open up our program for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our money series. You know, at the top of the year, made a decision to join in partnership with the Real Money Coach. And we joined in partnership because my heart is to give you a full holistic approach to giving you tools in your toolbox to support you in achieving your goals. And if I'm not an expert in a particular area, I wanted to be able to give that to you so that you would still get the tools and support that you need. And so we came up with our Money Matters series, and every other month we do on the third Monday of each month, we have our Real Money Coaches come into the studio. And so today is our Money Matters focus, and I'm so excited about it. Before we jump in, though, I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepad, pens, papers, laptops, desktops, iPads, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to take down the richness of the nuggets and jewels that will be shared today, I encourage you, you better grab it. You got about a minute to do so. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, and I mean a quick moment, to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I truly hope you're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know, I so love Mondays. And I must say, I really and truly have been on the edge of my seat waiting for today's installment of Motivational Mondays and your money relationship with Alisa and Tony Jackson, the Real Money Coach. And I am so excited. And again, I've been on the edge of my seat. And the reason why I've been on the edge of my seat is because the last time they were here, they gave us 10 tips for a successful relationship with your money. 10 tips for a successful relationship with your money. You know, I often quote this quote that I heard from Tony, and I think it really sets the tone, and it really caused me to ask the opening question on today. Tony has stated that, and I'm not sure if it's his quote or someone else's quote, and when he comes in, he'll clarify that for me, but I heard it from him, so I want to give him his props and credit. But rich people are rich because they act poor. Taste that. I want you to really process that. Rich people are rich because they act poor. Poor people are poor because they act rich. Poor people are poor because they act rich. I want you to really chew on that little nugget right there. Process, begin to allow your mind to think, where am I in this? And, you know, what I love about our money series is that each installment has been building blocks. One has built on the other, and one has built on the other. And so in our last installment on March the 15th, so that you can go back to the archives, again, our money coaches gave us 10 tips for a successful relationship with your money. And when I tell you, these were, I mean, they dropped some heat and some fire with these first five, and I'm looking forward to picking it up today. Number one, find a private place to evaluate. What they said is that you have to sit down with your money. Sit down with your money numbers. Pick a nice, tranquil place, a nice, tranquil atmosphere so that it gives you the right mindset and tone to really examine and evaluate your money. Be open, number two, be open and honest with where you are. Know your habits, whatever they are. Don't avoid them. You know, one of the things that I thought about as I was reviewing for this, communication is the number one reason why marriages end in divorce. It's a lack of communication. So when I was thinking about number two, because we, you know, are putting a spin on relationships and dating your money and all of that and having a successful relationship with your money, I thought this is a very strong point here, because if you don't know where you are and there's a lack of communication, that's the number one reason why marriages, relationships end in divorce. You don't want your money to divorce you. I promise you, you don't. Number three, recognize your money personality, understanding that everyone has a different personality. This made me think about number two, as it relates to the reasons why marriages end in divorce. And that is what we're talking about, M-O-N-E-Y. Why? Because people do not recognize that they have a different money personality, and this is so key. Number four, discuss your desired lifestyle. Oh, I love this, and I remember Alisa sharing so key on this point that you have to look beyond. Well, what I took from is you have to look beyond a single event, and you have to really focus on a lifestyle mindset. And we talked about beginning with the end in mind. And number five, account management. This was very insightful to me, actually, because they spoke about having different accounts for various allocations, weekly, monthly, annual expenses, medical, vacation, or special, you know, savings, business, et cetera. And so customizing that for yourself and whatever that looks like. And so without further ado, now that you've kind of gotten the scope of where we've been so that we can buckle up our seatbelts for where we're going, I'm going to bring in Mr. Real Money Coach himself, Mr. Tony Jackson. Are you there with all that money fire?
Coach Adams, how are you this evening? You have so much energy. It's infectious. I am with you. I am pleased and happy to be here. Just excited to be able to spend this time with you every third Monday of the odd month. And so I'm excited. It's on my calendar. It's circled. It's smart. I know that I'm going to get a chance to be with Coach Adams.
You know, I love it as well, Tony. I have dollar signs, you know, next to and around this date because I know it's the money matters. Get your pen, get ready. You know, Tony, as you know, I love to, beyond a bio, I love for individuals, because we may have new listeners that didn't hear you last time you were here. And just from your heart, if you were to describe who Tony Jackson is, Mr. Real Money Coach, who would you say that he is to our listeners?
Well, I would say that Tony Jackson is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a child of God, a man of God, and who happens to be a personal financial coach. And so that's what I would say. And just coaching people on various aspects of money. One of the things that you mentioned here, you talked about personality. And really, I'm doing some new work called Your Disc and Your Dollar, and so perhaps we'll be able to share that at some point in the future. But that's who I am. That's who I am. I love what I do. I love helping people. I love bringing, you know, solutions to their financial challenges. I love making sure people are properly insured, retire well, all that good stuff.
Well, you know, I love that, and you have me intrigued, Tony, by your DISC and your dollars, because I am a certified DISC analyst trainer, so I would love to definitely speak that piece and see what that looks like and talk about that further. Now, you know, you're not in the studio today by yourself. This is a dynamic duo kind of a moment. Who do you have in the wings waiting to join you to drop some nuggets of wisdom with you today?
Well, I have this wonderful, wonderful woman that I have known for most of my life now. I can honestly say for most of my life, we've been together more years than we were apart. And so my wife is a wonderful, wonderful woman, wonderful mother, wonderful wife, daughter, grandmother, all those things. And I am very proud to call her my bride of almost 29 years. And this is Mrs. Alisa Jackson is with us today.
Good evening, Coach Adams. I am so glad to be with you tonight.
Oh, good evening, Alisa. I am so excited to have both you and Tony and the wisdom that you have in this area as experts around money. So, you know, hey, what do you think? Should we just dive right on in?
I think so.
Did I lose you? Oh, okay.
Nope, we're here. We're here.
Oh, no. Did I lose? Because I want to make sure we have time to really be able to dig into. We gave a review of 1 through 5 on this subject of the 5 tips for a successful relationship with your money. And so I want to be able to dig into getting to 6 through 10. And, you know, any nuggets that you want to kind of revisit, please feel free to kind of bring us in where we're going. I would love that. I just kind of leave that up to you. So, Tony and Alisa, take it away.
All right. Well, we, as you mentioned, we went through the first 5, which I've kind of segmented into the environment, just setting an environment, like you said, having a private place to talk, you know, being open and honest, recognizing your personality differences, lifestyle, and then account management. It's just kind of, you know, what is the environment? What is the emotional environment? What is the physical environment that we find ourselves in? So that we can kind of get into the next part, which is really dealing with the numbers themselves. We really can't really talk about money without starting to talk about the numbers. And so tonight we're just going to share points 6 through 10. In this series, and I'm going to let Alisa deal with the first one.
Well, the first one that we have for tonight is addressing your immediate needs. And we talked about time that we were here talking about the lifestyle that you want. But here we're looking at, you know, what immediate needs you have. What is going on right now that needs to be dealt with immediately? In some situations, I mean, you may need to stop the bleeding. And so this would be that the point where you would be doing something like that, is looking at what's going on right now that needs to be taken care of right now. And, you know, that's the blessing of this is awareness. Awareness and just knowing what is happening and facing things that sometimes we may not even want to face and deal with. It doesn't always feel good. It may cause some anxiety, but on the other side of it, I think that it really, in our case too, it relieves a lot of anxiety just dealing with the immediate things that are going on that you have to take care of.
But
you know,
you know,
Alisa, I think that that is, oh, my apologies, Tony.
No, no, go ahead, Coach Adams.
I was just going to say that I really think that that's such great wisdom. And I love how you crafted it, Tony, in that you said the first five was setting the environment, emotional and physical. And now it's time to really dig into the numbers and starting that out. You have to address your immediate needs. You have to locate yourself and know, you know, exactly where you are. Don't be afraid of that. Have the awareness. And that is so key. So I really love the richness contained in that one. And, Tony, I heard you jumping in. Did you have more to share on that, or are we moving on?
Well, no, I was just going to say, I think for us and for most people, just it, when we have a plan, we're not operating out of urgency. You know, and I think about Stephen Covey, you know, that upper left quadrant, things are important and urgent. If we have a plan, we can, you know, emotionally, we can deal with things a lot better. And so often we find that, you know, maybe it's really not as bad as it seems when we sit down and we really think about it, talk about it. And I think that's whether we're talking a couple or individual, step back and say, okay, now let me be really realistic. Let me write this down and see where I'm really at. And so addressing those immediate needs, I think, is number one when we
Absolutely.
Get into the numbers.
I have a question for you because, of course, 2020 was all about a health crisis, social unrest, financial challenges, political unrest. I mean, just we could go on and on about what 2020 represented. And we're in 2021, almost halfway through the year. And people, we're still in this state. We're coming out, but we're still in this state. Many, you know, unemployed and so on and so forth. With what we've just come out of and where we are, what would be your greatest recommendation for someone who really has some major, you know, immediate needs that they need to address in light of where we've come from? Do either of you have any insight or wisdom that would really empower individuals listening in?
Well, I think for me, the first thing I would tell people is just not to ignore it and not, you know, put your head in the sand, but to deal with it head on. Because I think sometimes we, as a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I don't like conflict, right? I don't like conflict. And so, and when we sometimes have a tendency, rather than to deal with that creditor or deal with that issue, is to just sit it on the back shelf. But then as we sit in the back shelf, it just kind of grows. It doesn't go anywhere. It just becomes larger. And I think the first thing is to be, and it kind of goes back to the first part, right, be open, honest with, you know, your creditors or whatever your situation is in terms of financial, is to deal with it head on. And, you know, there's so many different things out there. I would say, you know, do your research, look at different nonprofit organizations. There's a lot of resources that also came as a result of, you know, COVID. We're talking about the different stimulus packages, different nonprofits that have, you know, everything from rent assistance to assistance with your mortgage payment. You know, there's a lot of different resources out there, and to just seek out those resources.
Makes sense. Do you handle kind of directing people, or is this outside of your scope? If it is, I wanted to give an opportunity for people to know how to connect with you in this point around this. If not, I do understand that it may be outside of your scope.
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't directly get involved in, you know, helping people apply for grants and that type of stuff. But we do talk to a lot of people, you know, on a weekly basis and just getting them pointed in the right direction. And, you know, those are free consultations that we do to kind of help people and say, hey, here are some places that you can go. And sometimes I think people, they just, more than anything, they just need to be encouraged. Sometimes they just need to be prayed with, you know, but they just need to be encouraged and know that there is help there, and to give them the okay, it's okay to go and find help. And so we do a lot of that, but that's kind of the extent to it that we do it.
I understand, and I so appreciate that. And, you know, as you were speaking, Tony, and I definitely want to go to Alisa in case she has any additional insight on this. But, you know, I was thinking about the elephant. You know, we get overwhelmed by this big elephant before us, and we often hear the quote, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And I love the wisdom that you gave, that you said, address it head on. Don't try to duck and dive and, you know, from the elephant and all of that. Just deal with it one bite, one chunk, you know, at a time. And before you know it, that elephant that seems so huge and overwhelming, it now is gone because you've been tackling it one issue, one moment at a time. So that's what I saw as you were sharing that. So thank you so much. Alisa, was there any additional information that you maybe wanted to share that hasn't been discussed?
You know what? I don't really have anything else, but just I agree with you. Just dealing with those immediate needs, I think the face of dealing with the face of that changes over time. When you develop this habit of dealing with the immediate needs, I think the urgency of the immediate needs, it changes because you're doing this routinely. It's part of it becomes a habit. So you're dealing with your immediate needs all the time. So they're not so, you know, they're not so urgent. They're not so immediate, you know. They become less stressful when you're dealing with them on a regular basis.
So they're still immediate.
They're
but
still
they're
immediate.
Not a surprise.
They're not a surprise,
yeah.
And you kind of know they're coming. So I think a lot of the anxiety of it, it kind of diminishes.
And Coach Adams, I would say this as we move to the next point.
The
next point actually helps in that area, so that we don't have those immediate, urgent, surprise needs. And the second one for today was having a budget or spending plan, where we have a grasp of what our income coming in, what our expenses are going to be. I think that that is really key in making sure that we don't have that. Lisa's been huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And I think once you set it up, I mean, once you start it, you realize that you don't have so much. You know, it's not as big as you thought it was.
Yeah. And,
well, you
and,
know what
you
I
know,
love
we were,
about. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my
I was going to say
Tony,
what we.
Go ahead.
Yo, yeah. What we were when we first started really learning how to effectively budget. Someone said that you'll realize that you have money that you didn't know. And that really turns out to be true, is when you start budgeting, and some people don't like budget. It's just a negative connotation, so we say spending plan sometimes. But, you know, when you start to do that, now you realize that you have more than you thought you had. And I always use this saying, it's like if you don't tell your money where to go, it goes wherever it wants. And so if we have a budget, we have a plan, then, you know, then now you realize you have more money than you thought you did. And so what's the old saying? No one plans to fail. They just fail to plan. And it's the same thing when it comes to our money.
I love that, actually. And, you know, one of the things that I was reminded of when you were here in our last installment, and you really took me back, because before technology, and I believe Alisa brought this point out, you know, back in the day, you had the accordion type of little filing system with the envelopes, and you'd have utilities, rent, you know, whatever it was, car payment, insurance, and you took the money in those envelopes and pay for, and it would be allocated accordingly. So what I obviously, it's so important to have a budget or a spending plan so that you can really get a grasp on your money. And, you know, I realized that I may have had a misperception around address immediate needs. It sounds like when you were talking about immediate needs, just to touch back because I want to make sure that everyone is clear, and maybe it was just me, it sounds like an immediate need may be, for example, like your car payment is due now. Those, because you, I heard you saying they come up regularly. So it's not, quote unquote, a surprise, but it's an immediate need. So would your car payment, mortgage, rent, things of that nature be considered immediate needs?
Yeah, I think you very well could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right on point, because if you're having this date with your money on a regular basis, you know, you have things that are coming up in the next week. You have things coming up in the next couple weeks, or maybe, you know, a month or something like that. Those are those immediate needs. If you have children, you know, there could be things that, you know, you got tuition due, you know, some things that have to be taken care of that you can't say, well, we'll table this for the next meeting. These are things that we have to deal with now.
Those routine payments, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got it. You know, I love that we clarified that, because when I thought and heard immediate, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, firefighter kind of emote. You know what I mean? When I continue to process it, but no, that's not what they're saying. So I wanted to make sure.
It could be quite the emergency,
right? Right,
but those routine payments and things like that, definitely.
Yeah, short-term things that are due in the next few days, before the next meeting,
right?
Things that have to be dealt with before the next meeting. Yep.
I got it. Thank you for bringing clarity to that. So address immediate needs, not necessarily a crisis, but they are immediate, and then having a budget or a spending plan. I love the direction that we're going in, and I'm on the edge of my seat for what's next.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is major purchases. Major purchases. So that could be a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a vacation. It could be a refrigerator. You know, it could, you know, just something outside of that normal monthly routine payment that is, you know, it's significant in cost, and something that you're going to have to, those are the things that you want to save up to purchase. So those major purchases, you want to sit down and plan out how you want to pay for it. You know, are you going to save up over, you know, 6 months or a year, or, you know, how are you going to approach it? So, you know, just deciding that, creating a plan for it, and just executing that plan.
And I know, like for us, unless you're talking a car, house, or something. We don't charge things, you know, we don't charge a new piece of furniture. We save up for it. We pay for it in cash. And if that means that we have to wait to get it, then we wait to get it. And Lisa's really diligent about saying, hey, listen, this is how much we need to put. We have a separate account for it. Again, we have a separate account that we put the money in for that major purchase, and we'll let that money grow there, or we'll add to it as part of the spending plan process until we have what we need to make that purchase.
You know, what I love about what you're sharing, and it reminds me of a principle that my mentors have taught that I so gleaned around this, and it's called the integrity box. My mentors being Alan Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And the reason why I make mention of that is when you're talking about where we are on the journey right now, is that it's so important to keep our needs, obligations, and wants, our integrity box small. And I love how you made it very clear that we're talking about major purchases, but it could be furniture or whatever it is, and that you're not charge it. You're planning and preparing for it so that you can keep your integrity box small, so you're not tied to all of this stuff. And I remember, Alisa, you said you are the planner. You're not spontaneous with it, whereas Tony may go out and come back with a car, okay, the old Tony, but not right now. But you were saying he's like the total opposite.
Hey, Coach Adams, I'm a high eye on the disc, right? So, so that's kind of how it works. But you know, and that's where I think we balance each other out quite a bit in terms of Alisa's a planner, a researcher, and she's going to find the best deal, and that doesn't always mean the cheapest price, but the best quality with price and all that, and she can find a great deal, and usually does, and it always kind of works out. So, you know, that's, I kind of let her do the research, and I said, okay, you know, and then, so that's kind of how we do it, but it's fun. It's fun.
Definitely. We're planning a anniversary vacation now. And so we're trying to pull together. I'm still doing my research. We're still doing our research and just getting prices. And so it'll be, you know, the major purchase, and we'll plan out how we'll pay on it, how much, and it'll work out just fine.
And we're talking the summer, not summer of 2021, summer of 2022. And so we'll celebrate 30 years, and so we're planning that now, and we will have it paid for by the time comes around.
I love it, and what I love about what you're sharing, and this so connects with, you know, those that may be listening in. You may be an entrepreneur. You may be a business owner. You may be an intrapreneur. You're working in a corporate setting for another company, you know, an employee, whatever that looks like. When we can make this shift in our mindset, and I love, again, the quote that you said, Tony, early on, you know, poor people, remind me, I'm not looking at it. Poor people are
poor
because they are trying to be rich, or they act rich. For example, what I was thinking about, act like they're rich. And what I was thinking about, for example, someone has a major purchase. They don't plan for it. They just get the card out, cha-ching. And now they have this high, you know, debt hanging over their head, high interest and all of that. And now every month they have this credit card bill that's screaming at them, and nothing can go wrong. Nothing, because they've put themselves at a max instead of being patient, planning, staying disciplined, focused, you know, really appreciating, looking and forecasting ahead and having a strategy for that. As you mentioned, a spending plan and tucking that away. I feel like, because I've done this with my previous vacations, and we talked about my vacation for 2020, such a disappointment because of COVID. I was going to Jamaica, 5-star, you know, all-inclusive resort and all of that. But what I love is that each, you know, trip that I've taken and doing it in the way in which you're speaking about, I had such a great appreciation for that trip because it was already taken care of. I could enjoy. I had the freedom of that. I wasn't coming back to, oh, my God, now I have all these, you know, because it was charged.
Right.
Everything was charged for it, and now these bills have piled up. So I love what you have stated around that and how to more effectively handle major purchases. And when you do that, you're setting yourself up to be more efficient. Like if you have a 2020 that happens, it doesn't throw you necessarily completely off, yes, you may be thrown off, but not completely off, because you don't have all of this debt glooming over your head. So I love that.
Absolutely.
And so, Coach Adams,
yes,
I want to move to number nine.
Yes.
Number nine.
Oh.
The reason I'm moving to number nine in the fashion that I am is because, I mean, I've been a financial professional for 24 years. And my lovely wife had to, let's just say, she had to gently remind me. She had to check me, Coach Adams. Because she saw me taking care of other families and making sure that the coverage was there. But sometimes, you know, when we're working in these things, take care of ourselves, and we don't take care of our families. And so she had to say, hey, dude, you need some more life insurance because something happens to you. You know, I can't do this by myself, you know. And so I think that's an important part in this, whether you have children, whether you're single, whether you're married, is to make sure that you have that basic financial need done in terms of being properly insured and also, you know, the estate planning, wills, and all those type of things, especially if you have assets or children that you need to make sure are taken care of. And so that's number nine, is just making sure that basic financial need and planning is done.
I love that. It's so important. And I think it's a great point right in here, speaking of that, because maybe you're listening today and, you know, you've had some setbacks and some different things that have thrown you off, and you realize, wow, I don't have the proper assurance. I'm not in position right now. And so if they want to get in touch with you, Tony and Alisa, how would they go about doing that and making this connection with the Real Money Coach for, you said, a complimentary consultation around some of these things?
Okay, there's really two ways they could do that. They could simply email me at tony@therealmoneycoach.com. So it's tony@therealmoneycoach.com. Or even better yet, they can actually just schedule a free consultation right on my calendar, and that's TonyJacksonAppointment.com. So if they go to TonyJacksonAppointment.com, they could work for them. It all starts with a conversation. And, you know, sometimes it's even just getting confirmation that what you have is good. And that I run into that all the time. I run into that all the time where a person is good right where they're at. But, you know, it's just nice to get a third-party validation on that sometimes. So by all means, if anyone's listening, please, you know, put yourself on my calendar and let's have a conversation and just see where the Lord takes it.
I love that. And, Alisa, I didn't know, did you have any other thoughts that you wanted to share around number nine, be properly insured?
You know what, I don't think I have anything else to share. You know, I think I'm not an insurance professional, and so I think I do understand how difficult sometimes these things are to discuss. And I do think that going through this process is a great way. It opens the door for these types of conversations to happen. So I think that just going through this is great.
Yep.
Because the conversation, those conversations happen naturally. And I know for us, that's kind of how it was. You know, the whole life insurance and all of that, you know, it was very natural.
And there's really great things out there. You know, we won't get into to some, you know, those type of details, but, you know, there's things that there's life insurance provides things other than the death benefit. You know, there's living benefits, there's, you know, additional retirement income, you know, all sorts of tax advantages. There's all sorts of things there. But the most important part is just making sure that basic life insurance need is met, because you don't want to leave your family in a position where they're grieving emotionally because you're gone and also having to suffer financially.
And that is such a double whammy. It really is. And so I appreciate your insight and wisdom on that. And I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm intrigued about, okay, what is number 10? But before we go there, let's remind everyone where we've been. So 10 tips for a successful relationship with your money. Number 1, find a private place to evaluate. Number 2, be open and honest with where you are. Number 3, recognize your money personality. Number 4, discuss your desired lifestyle. Number 5, account management. Number 6, address immediate needs, not necessarily a crisis, but immediate needs. Number 7, having a budget or spending plan. Number 8, major purchases. Number 9, be properly insured. And what is number 10?
Number 10 is kind of fun, right? Number 10 is plan your retirement.
Yeah.
How are you going to retire? What does that look like? What does that look like? You know, as if we're talking a couple, I mean, what's your idea of retirement as a couple? If you're single, what does that look like? And, you know, we often think about it in terms of, you know, your retirement account, but there's other things like what part of the country do you want to live in? Do you want a ranch or do you want a two-story home? You know, those are some of the things that you start to think about in terms of, you know, and how we deal with grandkids and all those types of things. But to me, it's kind of fun to just think about, you know, what the future, and you worked hard, you planned well, and now it's time to play. You know, it's time to enjoy your life, you know, enjoy your singleness, enjoy your marriage if you're married, and just, I don't know, I just smile when I think about this 10th one.
Well, I'm smiling with you because if you plan properly, and as you know, you mentioned the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I know that both of ours is one of our favorite books. But, you know, begin with the end in mind. So if we start planning now, what is it going to look like? What do I desire? As you stated, all of those intimate details, you know, really putting a face to what does that look like? Retirement doesn't necessarily mean that you're sitting on a hammock, like you said. It doesn't mean that. Just what does the next chapter, the closing, you know, chapter of your life look like? And so that you can properly plan to navigate through that. So I love that. I love that. I love that. You know, I wanted to ask you, Tony, do you have any special projects in the hopper that we should be aware of? Because I just sense that there is such a great richness in you that there's so much more. We can only get a certain amount in each show. We're getting little snippets here and there. But is there more that we should be aware of?
Absolutely, Coach Adams. One of the things I have to get used to saying, when you're asking me who is Tony Jackson, I need to add author to that list. And so I
Well,
am,
how about that? Congratulations.
I'm writing a book. It's called Increase, Protect, and Dominate Your Money. And the subtitle is Retire Financially Free. And that is debt-free, it is tax-free, and stress-free. And so, actually, I'm taking the pre-order. And actually, Coach Adams, the book right now is free. So it is absolutely free. You just pay for shipping and handling. But the book is free right now, and it can be ordered at iPadYourMoney.com. iPadYourMoney.com, and you can actually, you know, pre-order the book. It's going to be released in August. Like I said, right now it's free. Just pay for the shipping and handling, and you'll be the first to get your autographed copy when you do that. And the other thing about it is when you go to that website, you can also see a presentation of a brief presentation of the material that's going to be in the book. And so I'm really excited about it. It's been a wonderful process just to get some of this out in paper. And so I'm thank you for asking, but yes, we're pretty excited about the book.
As well you should be. You really should be. And again, congratulations. That is truly exciting. You know, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I want to give our global listening audience an opportunity. If anyone has a question or a comment around today's subject, of course, we were talking about and giving 5 tips for successful relationships. And in essence, you got 10 because we gave you the review of our last installment together. And so we want to encourage you. This is the time in which, in our program, we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on that keypad. So you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. I think this is a great opportunity to share with our global listening audience. Save the date. You know, our money series, as we mentioned, happens every other month, the third Monday in the month. So save the date for Monday, July the 19th. Monday, July the 19th. Tony, What should we anticipate? What's the subject? What are you going to talk about?
You know what I would really love to talk about then, Coach Adams, is I'd love to talk about this disc in your dollar. I think we can have a very good, rich conversation around that. And so I think that would be a wonderful topic for us.
I love it. And again, being a certified disc analyst, you are speaking my language. So I look forward to collaborating on that conversation, and I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for the next installment accordingly. You know, as we kind of wind down today's topic and thoughts, any other thoughts that come up for you that, you know, maybe we haven't covered in one of the points, but you definitely, or you want to give a greater fullness around a particular area that you want to share with our global listening audience at this time?
You know, I think for me, and then I want to allow Elisa to share her wisdom. She's got a lot of wisdom. And for me, I think the thing that I want to share is just with the audience is just making sure that you have a plan. And that's really what, you know, dating your money, having a date with your money is just having a plan. And it's really about setting time aside. And we gave 10 of, you know, things that we think that could be covered. I mean, there's obviously other things that could be added to that list as well. But
right.
You know, it's just a matter of just taking action. And I think that's what it really boils down to is just, you know, faith without works is dead, and just having and taking that action. And as long as we, you know, move and we keep moving forward, I think that's really the key.
And I love that. And one of the things that stood out that you just shared is that what I heard was intentionality. That we have to be intentional. You know, it's not going to just happen. Growth at any level doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional. if one wants to grow and be more financially healthy, wants to grow into a place of affluence and wealth and all of that, you have to be intentional about making the right decisions. You know, it's so interesting, and I definitely want to hear Alisa's insight, but it's so interesting. I was looking at a show around couples. I'm, you know, always looking to hear insight around couples and what have you. And I was so just tickled by this one couple. The man didn't have the money to buy the ring, but what did he do? He pulled a page out of Alisa's book. And he started saving and planning and preparing. And so his, you know, girlfriend at the time, she thought, why is he asking me to pay for Chick-fil-A? What is up with that? You know? And he was any little coin that he could save, you know, any little coin he could save, because he was, you know, he had the ring in mind and he had his account. As we learned, he had that special account for the ring and he was saving for it. And of course, you know, asked her to marry him and all of that, and she was like, oh, my God, where'd you get the money for this ring, you know? And he was like, remember those Chick-fil-A's I asked you to pay for?
Right.
It was so cute because it speaks to, you know, what we were talking about. I know, right? And so they both had a greater appreciation. He didn't go in debt for it. You know, she really appreciated his sacrifice to do what he needed to do to save, as you spoke about, for that major purchase. And so, Alisa, any final thoughts that you have on money matters and what we've talked about, our, you know, relationship with our money?
You know, I'm just excited for the person that may be listening and wanting to make a change in their financial life. And you know, that this is something that will that's concrete, and they can get started and just begin. So I'm excited for that person, because, you know, once you start planning and tracking, it's empowering, and it's taking your power and you know, having control of, ultimately God is the one that controls everything, but being that steward and being diligent, you know, with your finances. So I'm excited for that person that says, hey, you know, I can do this. I can start with this, because I remember starting with it and just how it's changed us. And we're not perfect, but it's changed so much for us. It's life-changing.
Work in progress.
It's a work in progress, but yep. To have a plan, it's life-changing.
And if you fall off the wagon, get back on.
Get back on that wagon.
It's okay.
Get back on.
The one issue that we didn't talk about, that you and I talk about quite frequently, is monitoring your credit. Being intentional about your credit, because, you know, it's great for one of you to have, you know, super credit, and the other one, credit is toe up from the flow up. You know, so I think that's another one of those things that, as you're working together, if you're talking a couple or if you're individual, is checking your credit report and being very intentional about getting to that credit score, whatever that goal is. If your goal is 800 or whatever that goal is to make sure that you're doing that, because that's an important part of our society, is having a good credit score, not necessarily using it to run up credit, but it's empowering to have a score that allows you to save money in other areas and those type of things. So
yeah.
I think that's a very important thing that mm-hmm. sometimes we let slide by until we need it.
I agree.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, and I love that, Alisa, you opened it with saying you're excited about the person that may be getting started. And, you know, one of the things that I want to encourage our listeners, that wherever you are on the spectrum, if you are just getting started, you're kind of midway, or you're further along, continue the momentum, continue the process, continue to stay in the game, knowing that it really is about, and we spoke about this the last time, and we touched on it today as well in a different way, it really is about lifestyle. You know, it's not about the single event. And I often use the illustration of a wedding versus a marriage. You know, the wedding is the single event. And because so often people are focused on that single event, they don't prepare for the lifestyle, the higher call of purpose of the marriage. And so this is what we're talking about, that our financial security, our financial growth, stability, all of that is based on lifestyle. And the reason why this is so important to me as a coach is because these are different compartments and elements that support you in having the freedom to follow your dreams and live out your purpose, because you're on the right path. You've allowed yourself to have that space to be able to be there, and you're taking wisdom into it because of the nuggets and the tools that you're getting from what is being shared in different areas that really support and serve you ultimately in fulfilling your purpose. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Just another rich installment. We have to bring things to a close. I didn't even realize it's already 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I thank you both. I'm going to be on the edge of my seat until our next installment. And to our global listening audience, this is Coach Adams, and I want to remind you, for those that may be listening in, for, I want to share with you and remind those of you that are regular listeners that I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private masterminds, my winner's circle. You want any information about the support and services that are available, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for the grace for the extra minute or so. I coach and you win. We look forward to having you tune in next week for our Shape Up series.